I love the lectionary. A lot of preachers hate it. They feel like it's a straitjacket. But I love it because of the surprises that come to me when I have to put a message together. So imagine my surprise when when did we agree that I would preach? Back in the summer, right? So I didn't even know ahead of time that this Sunday's scriptures were Deuteronomy. And I had just this week come from a conference in Indianapolis. About 300 clergy and lay people gathered in Indianapolis because we had all of us received a grant from the Lilly Foundation to develop programs and activities and projects to help strengthen parents' faith so that they could be their children's primary caregiver. And what do you think the scripture we were dealing with was? This one. Right? You know, make sure that, you know, you remember the good things that God has done and then pass them on to your children. Right? Put them on your hand, put them on your forehead, write it on your gates. And I'm like, I guess there are no coincidences in life. There's so much to depress us, so much to make us fearful. And yet there I was in a room with 300 other people, 299. I was number 300. All of us hopeful that we could come up with ideas to help parents be confident in their own faith and then be able to share that faith with their children so that no matter what kind of noise is going on in the world, they're solid. And the beauty of it is that it starts by loving God, right? This scripture tells us, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And when you're so immersed in love, nothing can shake you. Nothing. Nothing can shake you. I really appreciated being amongst those people. And then as I'm preparing, I realize, well, you know what? This Sunday is All Saints Sunday. And it made me mindful of all the people in my life who loved God with their heart and their soul and their might and imparted to me, seeded in me things to make not only my faith strong, but my confidence strong. My great aunt Christabel, I'll never forget, I was upset. You know, friends are everything when you're a teenager, right? And so my friends were going to go this way. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I felt all alone. And I went to my Aunt Christabel and I'm crying. Oh, my friends, they're leaving. And she grabbed me and she said, let your conscience be your guide. That seed planted in me. It's like, right, you don't have to follow the crowd. And there are times when I would feel unconfident. My father, he knew. Whenever I was going somewhere, I would read directions 5 times because I was so scared of getting lost. And so he finally confronted me and he said, babe, what is this? And I said, Dad, I'm just scared of being lost. When I'm driving, he goes, kid, so long as you have a full tank of gas, you're never lost. And so when I, you know, even as an adult, when I get jittery and scared, I look at my gas gauge. And it's like, I can't get lost. I've got a full tank of gas. You know, these little anecdotes kind of point to the bigger one, that what the Israelites were being told before they entered the promised land was, look, focus, keep your focus on God and you can't go wrong. It's when you start to try to make it up and rely on yourself. That's when you go off track. That's when you lose your way. That's when it all goes kaput. Being with those people that in Indianapolis reminded me that's what we're trying to do. Either in that room or in services like this or being mentors, we are trying to seed in people confidence and love so that they can make it through and that nothing can shift them or set them off track. What I also love about the lectionary is how it pairs, you know, a scripture with a scripture, and like, well, what do these two things have in common, right? And I was like, here's Deuteronomy reminding you, be focused on what's real. And then we're given the mark, that says, don't just be focused on what's real, be real, right? And there's Jesus sitting there watching.
Yeah, I see why you're here.
You want to show off. You want to get accolades. You want people to be looking at you.
You put a whole lot of cash in the offering plate. Big whoop.
Because you're not motivated by love of God. You want to show off. You want to know who's doing it right?
Look at that widow there,
who hasn't got a tenth of what you've got. And yet, she gave her all. Those two pennies were all she has. You're just giving me what you have left over out of your abundance. You don't have any sacrifice. But she sacrificed. Why? Because of love. So it's not enough to know what's real. You got to be real. And so putting Deuteronomy and Mark together, it's like, right, because I'm not just here for myself. My father, helped me be confident. He could have said, oh, grow up, put your big girl panties on, you're not going to get lost. But no, he gave me a little sign to give me a little confidence. Full tank of gas, you're never lost, right? My great aunt Christabel saying, like, it's not who's around you that counts. It's what's on the inside that counts. So you let your conscience be your guide. And when you're focused on loving God with all your soul, all your heart, and all your might, you don't get distracted by fears.
I think about, the other thing that we're here today, that on All Saints Day, we're also remembering how much Jesus loved us. The Old Testament tells us to love God, but this table today reminds us Jesus loved us. And we remember that love and are strengthened by that love and are guided by that love. So I love that the lectionary and the seasonal calendar all work together to remind us that we are here not just for ourselves. We're here to leave a legacy. I mean, I love Bob's story about how he and that other person were told, you think you're small? You're not small. What's your definition of small? And it's like, right, our perception, right, determines how we act. So I don't know who you're going to find because, everybody should be thinking, well, I'm not small. I'm as big as I need to be because whether I'm big or whether I'm small, if I'm loving God with my heart and my soul and all my might, that's all that matters. So as we come to this table today, ask ourselves, here's a legacy that's been left for us. What kind of legacy are we leaving? All the things that your small church does is leaving a legacy. It'll be the good that you do will be here long after everybody who's worshiping with you online or in this space are gone. We come to this table mindful because we have been loved. We too have a legacy of love to share with others. And that's what's important. So let's leave a legacy.